This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Thank you for being with us for this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I'm going to talk today with the author of a very interesting, you could call it a history of the United States, rather unorthodox history. It's called The Killing of Uncle Sam. And Paul Williams is one of the two authors of this work. And I've got him on the line with us for today's show. Dr. Williams, thank you so much for the scholarship that you put into that book. And I'm glad you got it into print.
Well, thank you. Call me Paul, please.
Yes, sir. We got a lot to cover, and I don't know if we want to go into all of the details, because you provide quite a few. It's not just a bunch of I think and he thinks, but a very well-documented account. And I guess we might say that it started with a Brit called Cecil Rhodes, whose name was eventually put into the name of a country, Rhodesia, which is now Zimbabwe. But Cecil Rhodes was not the kind of guy that would get elected elder in my church.
I don't think so.
You would hope not.
No. He was, Cecil John Rhodes was, first of all, he was a practicing and a very aggressive homosexual. And everybody that was a member of his society shared that trait. Secondly, he was in favor of genocide, so I don't think people in your church would like that either. Thirdly, he was a racist.
And by the way, okay, you're going there, talking about his racism, which really fueled his desire of genocide.
Right. He believed that the British race was destined to rule the world. And he had a brainstorm in 1877 that if he could form a society of the British elite, the aristocrats, the bankers, the industrialists, this society could gain control of the British government and in turn gain control of the United States government, form an Anglo-American alliance, and take over the world. That was his vision.
And if a little violence had to be used along the way, even genocide, hey, well, you know, what's that among friends?
Well, you see, the first thing that he formed a society, and the members of the society, they were all members, they were all the leading members of the British aristocracy. Lord Reginald Brett was the chief and the closest advisor to Queen Victoria. Alfred Balfour became the British Prime Minister. Nathan Rothschild was in charge of the Bank of England and Britain's foremost banker. And there were other people in that society who were just as equally influential. A guy by the name of General Chinese Gordon, who took over Khartoum. He was the most celebrated military figure in England at that time. But they were all very well heeled. They were all wired to the government. They were all aristocrats, and they were all determined to bring about this new world order. And it came to pass that their first venture was to gain control of South Africa. Cecil Rhodes himself had made a fortune in the mines of Kimberley in South Africa. And what he wanted to do is he wanted to drive the Dutch out of South Africa and make the entire bottom basin of Africa British. And once he did that, he wanted to form a Cairo to Cape Town railroad that would unite the entire continent. And right around the turn of the 20th century, he instigated the Second Boer War to get rid of the Dutch in Southern Africa.
It was which we call the Afrikaners today. But yes, what's a little violence after all?
Well, exactly. And what happened was once he gained control of the Orange Free State in the Transvaal. They became incorporated into the British Empire, and the Boers and the people who resisted the Brits, and not many people know this, were placed in concentration camps where they were starved to death.
And thousands of children were among those that were starved to death. It wasn't just men combatants, but it was whole families.
Exactly. To purge the area of the Dutch. And once the Boer War was over, the same society set its sights on the United States. And they formed in about 1905 the Pogrom Society. And they really did that not only under Rhodes. Rhodes was well connected to the American industrialist. But the guy that was really connected to them was Rothschild, who was the leading figure in Rhodes' secret society called the Society of the Elect. And Rothschild, with J.P. Morgan and Andrew Carnegie and John D. Rockefeller, formed the Pogrom Society in New York City. And that Pogrom Society became a force that was determined to take control of the U.S. economy and the U.S. government. This is going back all the way.
These were, just for anybody that might not be that familiar with American history, these were all exceedingly wealthy individuals, and certainly Carnegie among them was self-made. And I think many of these, at least the families' inception, seemed to be somewhat self-made, and then they managed to pass on their wealth to their next generations. But it's just an unbelievable amount of wealth. You touch on it, and it's just boggles the mind that people were able to accumulate this much assets.
Well, you got to realize that, Carnegie would say, I'm a self-made man, and Rockefeller would say that, and Morgan would say that, but they all received funding, millions, gazillions of dollars from the Rothschilds. So they were all bound to the Rothschild banking industry. And
follow the money.
You have to follow the money. And in 1905, when they formed the society, once again, they were all tied to the Rothschilds, and they all shared this vision of this new world that was going to dawn. Really, it came to pass. That's the amazing thing. The amazing thing is, just as the society took over Southern Africa, the Pogrom Society in the United States, which was an offshoot of the Society of Cecil Rhodes, took over the American economy. And they did this because the members of the Pogrom Society went to Jekyll Island in 1910, and they laid out the plans for the Federal Reserve. This was all under Morgan. What's interesting, and I don't think anybody knows this, I think it's unique to the book. First of all, this book has 1,500 footnotes, and it all goes back to primary sources, not secondary sources. And what happened was this Pogrom Society, the members of it, like Vanderlip and Morgan and Paul Warburg, all members of the Pogrom Society met in Jekyll Island. They laid the plans for the Federal Reserve, and that became actualized, brought into law at the end of 1913. And by creating the Federal Reserve and implementing it, this money cartel took control of the U.S. economy. They could manufacture money at will. They could create prosperity. They could withdraw money, the money supply, to create recession. They had utter control of the money and the money supply and the money creation. And the same group, this is what's interesting, the same group of people, you're not talking about many people, at the end of World War I, after bringing us into World War I, which they did, at the end of World War I, they created the Council on Foreign Relations. And since the time of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, until right now, every Secretary of State has been affiliated or has come from the Council on Foreign Relations. People could say, oh, no, that's not true under Trump because Rex Tillerson wasn't really a member. But no, the membership role of the Council on Foreign Relations isn't public. But Tillerson, for example, was the president of Exxon, which was the leading corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Well, my guest today is Dr. Paul Williams, and we're talking about the killing of Uncle Sam. We want to pick up with the CFR involvement in our national government, and we're going to continue with that when we get right back. The book is The Killing of Uncle Sam.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
This is Dr. Paul Williams. He's co-author of a book called The Killing of Uncle Sam. They have a website. You can go there and get it at that location and other information, killinguncleSamBook.com. And Dr. Williams, we were talking about some of the CFR tentacles in our government, which sprang out of the secret society that had, I guess you could say, been financed, if I remember what I was reading in the book, by the Rothschild fortune. And it helped, as you just pointed out before the break, helped finance some of these American poobahs, including industrialist Andrew Carnegie, the steel magnate. And these folks had a dream. And obviously Carnegie was busy doing things besides making steel. They all seemed to have the hubris that if they were able to do what they were seeking, there would be world peace. Now, of course, they didn't tell you all of the things that might be needed to happen. And actually, they've used one of the things I was thinking about just before we hit the break is that you mentioned World War One. That and World War Two had been something that dreadful curses that came upon Western civilization that had pretty much been precipitated by control of the money supply, which exactly. These characters seem to be able to do quite nicely. Why don't we get into that a little bit?
Sure, Larry. What happened is, let's go to World War One. World War One. If you go to history books, or if you take college courses in military history, nobody can really explain to you why we were brought into World War One. Or even why the Brits or the French and the Germans were involved in this, or the Ottomans were involved in this struggle. So they'll go back and they say, oh, Archduke Ferdinand was shot, and that precipitated because of the alliances, that precipitated. No. What happened was, you always have to follow the money, as you said, Larry. Germany at that time was an empire that was booming. And it threatened the economic might of the British Empire, especially in terms of oil. Oil at that time was just being realized as the energy source of the future. And the money cartel realized whoever controlled the oil really controlled a great deal of the future. Germany was involved in the Middle East, in even in Iran, in oil exploration, in Africa. They were all over the place. So the way that they ended the German influence was to go to war and to crush them and to place reparations on them from which the money cartel believed they could never arise again. But it was all about money. And at the end of the war, of course, the British Empire became incredibly stronger. You had the creation of the Persian the Anglo-Iranian oil company, which became BP. You had the influence eventually of the Rockefellers in the Middle East, and it was all because of, you know, World War One and the fight for oil. Now, World War Two is, once again, World War One. The way we were brought into World War One was that this cartel, you're talking about J.P. Morgan, he owned all the newspapers. And stories used to appear in the newspapers about the Huns, the Germans, they called them the Huns then, that they were going through Belgium, and they were raping women, and they were killing children, they were cutting the breast off nuns. None of it was true. But these stories appeared in the newspaper day after day after day. And then you have this thinking of the Lusitania. The Lusitania, that they was a passenger ship. Even right now in American history, it saw it was a passenger ship. It was fired upon by a German U-boat, and it was sunk, and it was a terrible, terrible crime against humanity. No! The Lusitania was filled with munitions that were being transported to Great Britain. And before the Lusitania set sail, the Germans took out a full-page ad in the New York Times saying, if this ship sails, we're going to sink it. It's filled with munitions. But, of course, that's not told in the history book, and it's also not told that when the Lusitania reached the Irish Sea, it was guided into the Irish Sea by Winston Churchill and people from the British Admiralty, who directed it to an exact spot where it would be fired upon by the U-boat and sent transmissions to the U-boat that this ship was filled with munitions. So the Lusitania was sunk. When it was sunk and the people, thousands of people were bobbing up and down in the water and their eyes were being plucked out by seagulls, nobody came to their rescue. It was a false flag attack when the first one perpetrated by this cartel.
Who I guess if there had been survivors, they might have had a narrative contrary to what was being presented in the media.
Well, yeah, fortunately, you know, there's been a wonderful book about it that was written by the Eric Larson about this thing. I think it's called Dead Calm. It came out last year, but he goes back to all the sources. It shows you exactly what happened. He wrote The Devil in the White City. He's a very good writer. But you go from the this. We were brought in there. And once again, it was the bloodiest war in human history. Millions and millions of people were killed, all for the sake of money. And another thing that we should talk about, Larry, is these people, when you're talking about Carnegie and you're talking about Mellon, you're talking about Rockefeller, you're talking about Morgan, you're talking about Cecil Rhodes, you're talking about Rothschild, they were all socialists. They were all in favor of socialism. That was their agenda. They wanted to create a socialist government where the people would be heavily taxed. They brought in the graduated income tax. That was part of their plan. The people would be paying taxes. The government would grow. The government would take care of the people. And they would control the government. And they would pay.
In fact, it was about the same year, back in 1913-14, that the Fed was established and the income tax was imposed. It was a bad time in American history.
And, Larry, what happened was with the graduated income tax, they were sheltered. They created tax shelters for themselves. It was supposed to be so the rich. The people believed that, oh, graduated income tax, the rich will be paying. We're going to be okay. They're going to finally be some equity in the – no. What happened was the graduated income tax, because of the graduated income tax, the money cartel could establish foundations. And through these foundations, they could fund colleges and universities and high schools throughout the country, and in this way, take control of our educational system, which they did. Because the colleges and universities became dependent upon the foundations for funds. And they would do anything that the foundations mandated. And the foundations to this day establish the curricula in major universities and colleges throughout the country.
Now, as you point out, the National Education Association, at the early part of the turn of the 20th century, was what my impression that I took away, their position on various issues, was they were a conservative entity. Well, that certainly changed as the money got pumped in. And so they were part of the takeover of education.
Yep.
Well, I hear the music sounding. We're coming into our second break. We're talking with Dr. Paul Williams, The Killing of Uncle Sam. And it can be found at killinguncleSamBook.com. We'll be right back.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now TCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now.
If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Dr. Paul Williams. He and a co-author have produced The Killing of Uncle Sam, The Demise of the United States of America. And as we mentioned earlier in the show, you might have another subtitle called Follow the Money. And Dr. Williams has been helping us follow the money. So, Paul, if you'd like to resume following the money, I think we're beginning to get the picture.
You always have to follow the money. And that's, you know, that's what I have a problem with. Once again, I have a PhD in medieval theology and medieval history. So, But even going back to the Middle Ages, in order to find out what really happened, Marx was right when he said this. Everything goes, the base of everything, the foundation, is economics. And if you lose sight of that, you lost sight of everything. One more thing I want to say, Larry, is that I don't make a dime from this book. All the proceeds go to the River School of Government so that we raise people who are aware of the workings of this cartel so they can eventually destroy it. And the book is available everywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, everywhere. So, but let's get back to the story. We went over World War One. At the end of World War One, this cartel tried to establish the League of Nations, which failed. And since that failed, they set up the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London with a sister organization, the Council on Foreign Relations in New York. And the Council on Foreign Relations, since the time of its creation, once again, all these societies were constructed as circles within circles. There's a nucleus in the, and there's a circle around the nucleus of the Council on Foreign Relations, and there's a circle around that. Even in Rhodes' Society of the Elect, it was all structured that way, circles within circles. But the nucleus of the Council on Foreign Relations gained control of the United States government, and it happened during FDR. And since then, every Secretary of State, Under Secretary of State, by and large, every Secretary of Defense, every Secretary of Commerce, every Chairman of the Federal Reserve, they have, every Director of the CIA have come from the Council on Foreign Relations, a small pool of people. And the Council on Foreign Relations has gained control of our State Department. The policy that the State Department adopts, it all comes from study groups that are set up by the Council on Foreign Relations. And in this way, you know, this same money cartel took control of the Federal Reserve, or established the Federal Reserve, took control of our economy, took control of our educational system through the foundations, and through the Council on Foreign Relations, took control of the State Department. And that,
now, I was fascinated by one of the things that you had found and presented in the book, The Killing of Uncle Sam, that in between the two world wars, Germany had set up, and this is amazing because it's somewhat biblical in its description, set up a usury-free state banking system, and that,
right,
of course, would have threatened the Rockefeller financial system based on,
right,
interest payments on loans, and that became, because Germany is a pretty big country, that became one of the impetuses for World War II. And I can imagine that if we're talking about following the money, what the Germans had set up, had it been allowed to stand, would have destroyed the Rockefeller Empire.
It would have destroyed the Rothschild Empire, too, and the Warburgs,
yes,
the Kuhn-Lobes. All of them were involved in that. You got to realize that when Hitler did away with the central bank in Germany, did away with it. He said, no, the government will. If we did this in the United States, believe me, a lot of our problems would be solved. But what Hitler did was saying, this cartel is not going to control our money. The money is going to come from the government. When you say to pull out a mark, or if you pull out right now a dollar bill, it's not going to say Federal Reserve note or note from this, the central bank of the Deutsche Bank. It's going to say, you know, from the Department of Treasury. Note from the Department of Treasury, note from the German Department of Treasury. So Hitler did away with the centralized bank, established a banking, like you said, without interest, and began to fund his own enterprises. Only a small portion of which, by the way, were military. And in answer to that, what we did was, of course, we. After the so-called invasion of Poland, Danzig, which was really part of Germany, before World War I, and the Danzig,
a lot of the seeds of World War II were planted in the post-war settlement directed against Germany, and it created an enormous irritation and impoverishment that produced more irritation. And the victors had not counted the cost of the effort to totally wipe out Germany. And I think even a lot of standard history books have reported on that to some extent.
To a lesser extent than they should, because you've got to realize that at the end of World War II, in order to compel the Germans to sign the Treaty of Versailles, what we did, and the Brits did, and the French did, was we imposed a blockade around Germany so that the German people could not receive food. Millions of Germans starved to death because of this blockade, and this isn't reported at all. So, the way that we compelled them to sign the Treaty of Versailles, which was a horrific treaty for them, really what it did, it produced a whirlwind effect that came back. It was an enormous blowback with Adolf Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
But what people don't realize, too, is they're taught, Hitler was such a horrific monster, which he was, and he killed millions of people, millions of Jews and millions of gays and millions of gypsies, all through. But look who we became allies with. I mean, we became allies with Joseph Stalin. And you know, they could say that Hitler is responsible for 6 million, 7 million dead, but that we know that Stalin was responsible for over 100 million innocent people being killed. So you can't even say that the purpose of World War I was to to end the monstrous acts of Adolf Hitler, because we became allied with somebody who was a far greater monster.
Well, that is something that becomes more clear, as you say, when we follow the money. And one of the things that turns out to be so ugly, you found a figure, a Colonel Paul Helliwell, who had been in the precursor organization of the CIA operating in China. And he basically did an awful lot to establish or to continue the opium drug trade, which was ultimately aimed at blacks in the United States as the ones financing and suffering from this trade. But it was okay because they were just blacks. And I kind of cleaned up what he actually thought.
You know, Larry, it's all part of a linear plot. Let me reiterate. This money cartel, same people that created the Federal Reserve, created the Council on Foreign Relations. From the Council on Foreign Relations, from the guts of the Council on Foreign Relations, came the Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. All the gold in the 1930s were confiscated from the American citizens. All the gold, if you had gold, it was confiscated by the government. It wasn't sent to Fort Knox or to the Federal Reserve in New York. It was sent to Basel, Switzerland. And that allowed this cartel, this money cartel, to become international. And just from the bowels of the Council on Foreign Relations came not only the Bank of International Settlements, but the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the World Trade Organization, the United Nations, and the CIA. The CIA is not, this is what people should realize, the CIA is not directed by the executive branch of the government. It's not directed by the legislative branch or by the Pentagon.
Well, it's certainly not accountable. You try to set up a flow chart how U.S. government works, and it's really there's no connection whatsoever, including finances. Well, we're talking about the killing of Uncle Sam with Dr. Paul Williams. We're going to be back and talk about this for one more segment. It's pretty eye-opening, folks.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Dr. Paul Williams. He's co-author of The Killing of Uncle Sam, The Demise of the United States of America. And it's been basically a story, as we've been mentioning from time to time throughout this discussion, follow the money. So now we're up to our pretty much our contemporary time. And this follow the money business is something that certainly came to bite President John F. Kennedy. And Paul, why don't you explain what he did, which evidently could have likely, well, that and the Cuban imbroglio explained why he was removed.
I'm going to be glad to do that. But Larry, you left it. I didn't pick up on something you said in the previous segment that really deserves to be elaborated upon. You spoke about Pauli Hallowell. And the source of the CIA's covert funds, and
to this day,
is a very, very important subject. Pauli, by the way, I stumbled on him by accident, and I mean, to find that even that story of Pauli Hallowell, believe me, it took me years to uncover that. Hallowell, who was an OSS officer during World War II, working with Chiang Kai-shek, discovered that Chiang Kai-shek could fund his entire army, the National Chinese Army, by selling heroin. So what he did was he formed a fleet of planes called Cargo Air Transport to transport opium from Southeast Asia, from the Golden Triangle down there, to China, so that Chiang Kai-shek could sell opium and heroin to the Chinese people. Well, when the CIA was established, now get this, this is true, 1947, the CIA received no allocation for covert funding at all, not a dime. And at the same time, it was funding stayed behind units, armies, throughout Europe and really throughout South America. So in order to receive funding...
So if it's self-funding, that means it's self-controlled. Nobody else outside of the CIA has any way to control it.
Right. So originally, since the CIA was formed by the Council on Foreign Relations, the money came for the Rockefellers, for the CIA. And eventually, the Rockefellers say, you know, this is costing gazillions, you know, millions and millions and millions of dollars. So Hallowell said, well, look it, I have an idea. And he was one of the founders of the CIA. Since this idea of selling heroin works so well for Chiang Kai-shek, why don't we just implement this in the United States? You know, we work with the mafia already in the invasion of Sicily.
why not work with Lucky Luciano and Santos Trafficante and Vito Genovese in setting up a heroin trade in the United States? What we can do is just sell the heroin at jazz clubs, and the only users would be African Americans, and they're of no consequence anyhow. So what we did, what the CIA, this is history. I mean, people be listening to me and they think it's some crazy. No, this is true. What the CIA did in 1947 was they brought in heroin to the jazz clubs in New York, and there was the first flow of heroin into the United States. Before that time, there were only 20,000 heroin users in the United States, not addicts, users. Well, immediately after 1947, guess what? All these great jazz musicians, as you know, any history of jazz a historian can point out, died of heroin overdoses. So, you know, Charlie Parker, you know, I mean, Pat Navarro, the list goes on and on and on. And the heroin trade kept growing and growing and growing through the 1940s, 1950s, 1960s. Still, to this day, heroin still arrives at U.S. military bases and U.S. military cargo planes. That's why in Afghanistan right now, the soldiers are not allowed to firebomb the poppy field, or even to threaten the poppy field.
In fact, interesting datum that you put in the book is that from the beginning of this post-World War II, 1947, for the next 20 years, there were no drug busts in the United States, even though obviously the business was flourishing like crazy.
Right, right. And to this day, a matter of fact, at Chicago, a 747 loaded with drugs landed, and the person in charge of the drugs was a guy by the name of Niebla, and they arrested him in Chicago. And it's a plane, a 747, was stuffed with opium, cocaine, all from Mexico. And guess what? They wouldn't bring him to trial because they said that the case of Niebla is a matter of national security. The same. Larry, your listeners have to go back and really realize that during the Vietnam conflict, when the soldiers dead soldiers were transported back to the United States to Andrews Air Force Base and other locations throughout the United States in body bags. When the body bags were opened, they found. Newspaper, and this is the front page of the New York Times, found that body after body, hundreds and hundreds of bodies of American soldiers, GIs, were eviscerated and stuffed with heroin so they could be shipped to the country. This isn't anything new. But the American people have to realize what has been going on. They have to wake up, they have to follow the money, and they have to do what they can to end this.
And we had touched on Kennedy and his problems.
What Kennedy tried to do, by the way, to have the government produce its own money. He had the that would have cut off the Federal Reserve immediately. That was the end.
No interest money that was not let out at loan.
Why is
that was just floated as yeah?
Why isn't money produced by the Treasury Department? Why is it produced by the Federal Reserve? The Federal Reserve is federal. It's privately owned. People have to realize this Federal Reserve that produces our money is privately owned, and the shareholders are the leading international bankers. Please. So when Kennedy tried to have the U.S. Treasury produce our money and be responsible for the money supply, bango. That was the end.
And then, of course, when he flubbed the invasion of Cuba, that additionally got the CIA down on him.
He
had twice signed his own death certificate, as it turns out, when we look back at that period. So this is a pretty serious problem. These guys play for keeps, and it's all about money, an incredible, unimaginable amount of money. For most of us, mere working stiffs.
But it's still going on, Larry. That's what people have to realize. We have war after war after war, beginning with the invasion of Afghanistan. Think about it. We have no interest in Afghanistan. The Taliban didn't bomb us.
Now we're being urged to, we took out Gaddafi. Why? He was no threat to us. He got rid of his nuclear weapons. He was absolutely no threat at all. He wasn't involved with Al-Qaeda.
He had been a terrorist at one time, and he was brought into submission by the United States.
Exactly.
And at that point, he was a well-behaved guy keeping a lid on Islamic extremism in his own country, and we got rid of him. And Hillary Clinton bragged about it. I don't know that she wants to brag about the consequences, because Libya is just an absolute mess run by, I guess it's ISIS.
Well, look at Iraq. At the end of Iraq, that's going to end up being a tripartite country, you know, with the Kurds, with the Sunnis, and the Shia. And now, of course, and this is only for money. We're in Syria. You got to realize that this money cartel, what they're looking at is the vast reserves of oil and natural gas and gold and uranium and heroin that surround the Caspian Sea.
And the little bit of time we have left, I would like to point out that the CIA, with all of its finagling, didn't have the clue, apparently, because in your account, there's no mention that the CIA understood diddly about what Islam is all about and how imperialistic it is, how murderous it is, and how truly a nasty religion it is. And they just thought that they could deal with the Mujahideen in Afghanistan or various factions in Syria, as you just pointed out, and that would be the end of it. It's like dealing with France or Germany or somebody else. They are clueless. They are as stupid as the liberal elite, the rest of the liberal elite that runs the United States. They think that Islam is just another bunch of Baptists. We're out of time. Sorry about that. Talking with Dr. Paul Williams, The Killing of Uncle Sam, killinguncleSamBook.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.